Good morning. My guest this morning is Joe Gialora from the Raven Players. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, you're doing a show that, as we talked about before we started the interview, I did in high school.
Oh.
I was 16 years old when I did this, so that's a while ago. Room Service by Joseph Kesselring. Talk about this play.
It was a play that was written in the Depression years, 1937. So it's very much in that genre, which maybe we think more of film these days as a screwball comedy.
Right. Exactly.
And when we hear that phrase, we think of Bringing Up Baby or in movies like that where you had this conflict of sexes and the woman man with a great dialogue, Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant. And,
everybody loved those movies.
Yes. Well, there were plays that.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think this is the best of that lot because I think it's the only one that is continually – I bet this play is being done somewhere every week somewhere in the United States.
Right, right. I wonder – Joseph Kesselring is probably long gone.
Long gone,
but
I'm
maybe
sure.
His heirs delight in their check every month. How has the direction gone for you? Has it been like a step back into the past?
Oh, it certainly has. There's so many things that we have to, oh, that didn't exist then, you know. Oh, no, we can't do it this way.
Right, right.
A telephone, for example. They brought me telephones with buttons and then with dials. Well, that didn't happen.
Right.
And for most of the cast, most of them are much younger, so they didn't know. Picking up the phone, I had to teach them how to pick up the phone and say, operator, give me
central.
Yes.
How have they done with that? I mean, have they been able to make this transition?
I think so. I think the cast has had great fun with it. It's that kind of play. I've been telling them that to play everything a little over the top, and that really brings out the ham and the actors. And
right,
of course, they go for some of these things where they're kind of a little wilder. And I have to say, no, let's bring it back down a little bit to reality.
Right. But maybe the Raven Players should do a program of movies of this era, too, because they're fantastic movies.
Oh, that's a great thought, Roland. I'll have to talk to the management of the theater. And I'll give you credit for it. How's
that? Oh, that's great. Yeah. I can always use that.
Yeah.
Stephen David Martin is quoted here as saying this is a very funny play that should be produced more. I think he's right.
I think so. You know, I looked around at other plays from this year that were like this, and there just aren't very many others like this one being produced. Interestingly, this was made into two films, one with the Marx Brothers, and you could see how the Marx Brothers would fit into this trio of con artists. And you could almost pick out which one was Groucho and which was Chico. And then it was made into a musical starring Frank Sinatra. So they changed it from a playwright to a playwright who could also happen to sing well. And, of course, so Frank Sinatra plays the dumb playwright from Oswego, New York, who comes to town and, of course, saves the show.
Great.
Yeah.
Are you pleased with your cast?
I am. It's a great cast, and it's a great cast to work with, so it's been a fun experience for me.
Right. Well, I think that's so with just about everything that I've ever seen that the Raven Players have done, that you guys are guaranteed to do a good show.
Guaranteed lots of laughs.
Right,
this is
that's
one.
Right.
Leave your troubles at home.
Well, thanks for coming in, Joe, and let's tell people that this is Room Service, a 1937 American play. It opens at the Raven Players in Healdsburg on January 25th, plays through February 10th. And you can get your tickets online at raventheater.org. And if you've got some questions or want some information, a good number to call is 433-6335. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.